The Dollars in the Dumps.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. On the foreign exchange this morning, the U.S. dollar is getting a pounding in every sense. The greenback has fallen to a 14-year low against the British currency. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Not since September 1992 has the British pound been higher against the dollar. The factors driving it up are precisely opposite to those driving the U.S. currency down. While dealers fret about American house prices falling off a cliff and dragging interest rates lower, here the belief is that UK rates must rise to curb an excessively buoyant housing market, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
The latest data that's just come out shows that UK house prices rose almost 10% in the last year. That's a bubble. And in the end, the markets are absolutely confident that the Bank of England is going to have to raise interest rates.
But with US house prices down 4%, according to one measure, currency dealers expect lower US interest rates too. There's a widespread view that it won't be long before we see the $2 pound. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
5 years ago, the Enron scandal triggered a crackdown on corporate America. Now, business interests are saying it's time to lighten up a bit. A group of business and academic leaders is set to release a report this morning. They've been labeled the Paulson Group after Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, even though he's not a member. The report says the cost of doing business in the U.S. is hurting America's ability to compete. Marketplace's Hillary Wickay has a story.
The Committee on Capital Markets Regulation argues big changes are needed because the U.S. is losing its competitive edge to stock markets and financial centers abroad. The main culprit? Expensive regulations and lawsuits. As a result, the report says the U.S. share of global initial public offerings has declined from 50% in 2000 to 5% in 2005. Committee co-chair Glenn Hubbard says steps are needed to reduce regulatory costs, but he says the group is not calling for any statutory changes to the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which clamped down on corporate accounting standards.
The overall Sarbanes-Oxley law is something we praise quite heavily in the report, but believe is too costly.
The report suggests the Securities and Exchange Commission clarify the law's scope and intent, among other things.
Liability for auditors and directors are concerns, as well as the trend toward criminal prosecutions of entire firms.
The group recommends capping liability. It's also calling for stronger shareholder rights. Critics of the pro-business approach worry relaxing regulations will be a step backward. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
If you're feeling under the weather but determined to go to work anyway, here's some advice from your boss. Stay home. There's a new survey out by tax and business law information provider CCH. The company says more than half of the employers it spoke with are complaining about employees who show up in the office when they should have stayed in bed. Nearly 62% of those bosses are telling workers to go back home. The market chose to ignore the slump in new home sales and instead focus on the upbeat GDP numbers yesterday. As a result, the Dow rose 90 points to 12,226, the NASDAQ jumped 19 points to 2,432, and the S&P climbed 12 points to 1,399. This is Marketplace. A key measure of manufacturing activity comes out today. It's the regional survey from Chicago Purchasing Managers. Diantha Parker says the group's index, called PMI, is expected to get a lukewarm reading.
The housing slump is partly to blame. It's squelching demand for construction equipment. Richard Peck, an economist with the University of Illinois at Chicago, says manufacturers track the index closely, and this month's reading could bode badly for next month's.
Supply chain managers who are looking at inventory control want to know if they should expand or decrease orders, and firms that are engaged in manufacturing want to know whether they should back order or reorder materials and so forth for their manufacturing process. So this gives a little bit of a clue as to how you should take those kinds of decisions.
The Chicago PMI is considered a barometer of the national economy as a whole because the bulk of U.S. manufacturing is based in the Midwest. I'm Diantha Parker for Marketplace.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com, and by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Some scientists in the UK think they found the likely ingredient in red wine that contributes to heart health and longevity. However, there isn't total agreement. In the journal Nature, scientists say not everyone agrees that red wine actually possesses heart-healthy properties. They think this could be due to the complexity and various elements present in different wines. Cork. It's not just for wine anymore, or bulletin boards for that matter. Cork is also starting to show up in the fashion and accessories market. It's a natural material, so its recent success is beneficial to both producers and, as it turns out, the environment. From the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin has more.
Most of the world's cork is grown in Portuguese forests and turned into bottle stoppers. The trees can live up to 200 years. Their gnarly bark and squat stature makes them look like scenery in a Tolkien adaptation. But cork is becoming popular among the fashion-forward set. This season, cork turned up not just in shoe wedges, but in clothes and handbags, too. Designer Lauren Merkin made a line of cork purses at her Chelsea, New York factory. The worker's using a machine like a cookie cutter to form clutches that retail for $180. The cork is thin and comes in multicolored bolts like a fabric. Because of that, Merkin says there's less raw material waste than with leather or lambskin.
Depending on the animal, it can be very small or it can, you know, be a larger cowhide, but a lot of times it's small and it's irregular. So what's great about cork in this particular form, it came, it's, we can really maximize usage.
Merkin says the cork bags are so popular, they've become a classic she'll likely offer again this spring. Designer Diane von Furstenberg and others will also offer cork products in their lines. Merkin picked up on the trend at home decor showrooms. The soft bark has been used in Europe as floor tile and wall covering for decades. In the U.S., it represents just 1.5% of the $2.6 billion flooring market. But Linda Hopkins with American Cork Products says cork's market share has increased 30% each of the past 3 years. She says the parquet and floating planks are not your mother's pinboards.
They come in greens, blues, reds. So there are patterns that look like planks of hardwood. There are patterns that resemble bamboo.
Hopkins says cork absorbs noise and maintains a constant temperature. It's also environmentally friendly, according to a report from the WWF. Becky May is the Conservation Group's program officer in the UK.
If you choose cork, you're helping to conserve the cork oak forest.
The cork bottle stopper market dropped 18% in the last 5 years. The WWF hopes other cork products will help pick up the slack. Hopkins says her company might well be on the way to doing that. The online firm is opening up a retail cork store in Los Angeles next week. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
If you're on the go, take us with you. We're podcasting. You can get more information by going to our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The name on the bottle.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.